facts and closure. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie, the original one, the only one, and the real one. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously. I publish this today, especially for whoever has eyes to see, and it is information that has never been shared before. And it must be told, or there is no way any one of you out there would ever know about it. I am writing this in English on the morning of July 14, 2025. I must clarify a few points for you, the public, so I will go directly to them. The reason why I do not publish videos on other platforms, it is because I must have complete control over my words, and I do not trust anyone, absolutely no one, to upload official content on any platform in my name. I think that was precisely one of the mistakes my predecessors made, as you can clearly see from what's happening today. And that's why I can only manage one channel. I don't even have time to post messages on my other channel, which is Swaru Official in English. That's the only reason. That other channel, created by me, is completely under my control, and I have it on hold. All YouTube channels must be registered with a human name and valid ID, so Swaru Official, with one F, is under the human identity of Nyshera, as she's the closest Taijetan to me who has one, and whom I can trust. Nyshera has a human identity, but she's completely Taijetan. I couldn't use my old human identity because I'm still what you consider a minor there. I have had full control over Swaru Official, with one F, since I started uploading videos and monetizing them. Since then, it's been registered under Nyshera's name, as are the associated accounts, so nothing has changed on my channel. We've been the true Taijetans since the beginning. The channel may be under Nyshera's human identity because I'm a minor, but my YouTube channel is completely under my control. Nyshera isn't human, she's one of the few full Taijetans who was able to generate a human identity to operate on the surface. Next point. Many people work with me, people on the surface of the earth, some are star seeds and others are full Taijetans, step downs. There are also several full Taijetans in technological immersion, working through a human body, some remember perfectly who they are, and others don't. They all have IP addresses. Putting innocent people in danger to attack my channel is simply an act of disregard for the integrity of others. Everything on the web has an IP address, even where my people access it while on the surface, and this includes my YouTube channel. I've openly stated countless times on my channel that I have people working on the ground, some have a human identity to work with, and some don't, there's nothing strange about that. That said, most of my CIC team is Taijetan, but not all, and there is nothing wrong about that as I need experts in human affairs. I must make this next point very clear, my channels are not in the hands of humans, only I manage them and no one else, not even any CIC high-ranking member. My channels are not in human hands. Next point. The fact that we, the Triad, have managed to become the local representatives of the Galactic Federation on Earth doesn't mean we have control over the money or anything related to finances, nor over the money allocated to each star race that needs it for their affairs on Earth. All the funds went through some of the former Federation representatives, who had direct contact with the Cabal on Earth, and were recently arrested precisely for that, among other things. This means that, at this time, no star race receives the allocation they had before we took control, and many of them are quite upset about this, but little by little, they are beginning to understand everything that is happening. I am suggesting that they forget about the allocations and find honest work, like the one I am trying to do with my YouTube channel. Next point. I hadn't mentioned anything about Yaji and Athena for months. I kept quiet so as not to hurt anyone, but with what has happened, I can now tell you what was going on. When we all became seriously ill during the final months of last year, 2024, Yaji was one of the sickest people on board. Her health improved greatly, then seriously declined again, only to improve greatly again and decline again. Late last year, Yaji, using one of her usual tricks, something to do with a small portable Arcturian portal she had, disappeared. In early 2025, seeing that Yaji was taking an unusually long time to return, Athena decided to search for her using her starship, the Suzy Mark II. Then Athena returned, almost immediately, with a very sick Yaji. She was so sick she couldn't breathe properly, so we asked the Irma for help, who took her in a special container to be treated on her home planet, as Tejetan medical pods are not designed for beings with a higher etheric vibration than the average Tejetan, as they are cats and live more in the astral or ether than any of us. When Athena returned, she came to me and asked me not to publish anything about her return, as she did not want to show herself publicly again, so as not to hurt anyone. Athena also assured me that before leaving the networks, she said goodbye several times to everyone she spoke to. Because of this, she claims she had no obligation to share where or when she was going. As Athena said, she struggled to find time to interact on the networks, and when she did, she felt everything else was more important than her time. For the same reason, and following Athena's advice, I also didn't mention where Yaji was, as it should be her decision whether or not to reveal herself publicly upon her return. Tina has been with us ever since, she's doing quite well, and since she's a very capable pilot, that's what she's been doing ever since. And now, more than ever, we need experienced pilots. As for Yaji, she was placed in an Irma medical pod for a long time, until she was recently removed from it. Remember that there's also a considerable time difference between Vega and Earth. She was then taken to a post-medical rehabilitation and recovery pod on Vega, the Irma's home planet. We informed Yaji of what was happening, and she came as soon as she could with the Irma's help, even though her rehabilitation was incomplete and she had not yet fully recovered. When Yaji arrived, she tried to contact someone to start a dialogue, but only encountered a stone wall. She was required to show up in person, or they would not believe who she was. These kinds of demands have been a problem since the very start. Unable to start a dialogue, Yaji closed her account and informed the CIC and me about what had happened. Yaji will stay here with us for a few days before returning to her healing and physical rehabilitation with the Irmas. She does not know if she will continue her life and work here or elsewhere. Direct, face-to-face contact would have disastrous consequences and would be extremely risky. Because there's also this thing called the Prime Directive, which requires us not to provide any direct evidence, only indirectly. And I won't go against the Prime Directive, now that so many star races are watching what we do, because I won't risk being expelled from here. I just want my freedom to share my information in my own way and independently, and what I share on my YouTube channel is my decision, and I won't censor myself to please others. Whatever happens, I will gladly continue writing for just 3 or 4 people, who could still be my true friends. I will rebuild my channel from scratch, if necessary, because I never stop. I know the Earth Matrix will continue to attack me, it's designed to do so, using my words or supposed evidence against me. But know that, as you saw with the human names and IP addresses, there is always a logical explanation. Know that there are always two sides to the story, but I don't seek to cause harm. My channel and I validate ourselves through the information shared on it. Today, no Taijetan is authorized to interact with any human on social media. In any case, I will be the one to do so with whomever I choose. Don't take this as a punishment for humanity, but rather as an attempt to direct our attention where we see it most needed. Be wise. That will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more information. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation to my dear and true friends, Queen Marie, the authentic, the original, and the only one.